Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mindfulness, 25th Anniversary Edition by Ellen J. Langer is a landmark work of social psychology that presents mindfulness as an active way of using attention, rather than as a meditation practice. First developed through Langer and her Harvard research program, the book argues that many personal, institutional, and cultural problems arise from mindlessness, the automatic use of old categories, fixed assumptions, and habitual responses in situations that have changed. Langer defines mindfulness through noticing novelty, remaining sensitive to context, considering multiple perspectives, and resisting premature certainty. The anniversary edition situates the original argument within later applications in health, aging, education, business, creativity, and social judgment. Its purpose is not to teach breathing exercises or contemplative techniques, but to show how ordinary thinking can become more flexible and responsive. The book is both theoretical and practical, using research examples and everyday situations to explain why awareness of difference and possibility can change behavior, performance, and well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness is active noticing rather than meditative stillness. The central distinction in the book is that Langer treats mindfulness as a cognitive activity, not primarily as a contemplative state. In this framework, a mindful person does not simply pay attention to the present in a calm or detached way. The person actively notices new features, asks how a situation may be different from expected, and resists treating familiar labels as final descriptions. This makes the book unusual within the broader mindfulness category, because it developed from experimental psychology rather than Buddhist meditation, stress reduction training, or clinical intervention models. Langer emphasizes that novelty is not limited to dramatic experiences. It could be found in routine work, relationships, physical symptoms, classroom tasks, and social categories if a person looks for variation instead of confirmation. The practical reasoning is that behavior becomes rigid when people assume they already know what something means. By noticing distinctions, they create more possible responses. Mindfulness, therefore, becomes a method for expanding choice under ordinary conditions. The book does not reject attention or presence, but it gives those ideas a specific psychological form engagement with uncertainty, sensitivity to difference, and willingness to revise categories. Secondly, mindlessness as dependence on fixed categories and inherited assumptions. A major part of the book analyzes mindlessness as a normal and often socially rewarded habit. Langer argues that people frequently rely on categories formed in the past without checking whether those categories fit present circumstances. Expertise can intensify this tendency when specialists apply established rules too quickly, and institutions can reinforce it by teaching people to seek the correct answer rather than to explore changing conditions. This is not simple laziness or lack of intelligence. It is a psychological process in which previous learning becomes automatic and invisible. The danger is that assumptions begin to look like reality itself. A person may treat age, illness, ability, social role, or professional procedure as fixed when each may depend partly on context. Langer links mindlessness to rigid expectations, linear thinking, and a failure to see alternatives. The book is especially attentive to how language and authority can freeze perception. Once a label is accepted, people may stop observing the case in front of them. The reasoning behind the critique is concrete. When categories are treated as permanent, new information is ignored, and action becomes less adaptive even when circumstances demand revision. Thirdly, the power of context in shaping perception, performance, and judgment. Langer repeatedly shows that behavior cannot be understood apart from context. The same person, object, symptom, or task may produce different outcomes depending on the frame in which it is interpreted. This emphasis challenges the habit of explaining human action through stable traits alone. If people believe a condition is inevitable, a role is limiting, or a task has only one correct approach, their behavior may conform to that frame. If the context invites exploration or responsibility, different capacities may emerge. This idea is connected to Langer research interests in control, decision-making, aging, and the psychology of health. The book does not claim that context magically removes material limits. Rather, it argues that limits are often accepted before they are tested. A mindful orientation asks what features of the situation are being overlooked and what assumptions are being imported from elsewhere. This is why the book has been influential beyond personal self-help. It suggests that environments, instructions, categories, and expectations can either narrow or widen human possibility. The practical implication is that changing how a situation is framed can alter attention, motivation, and performance without requiring a change in underlying ability. Fourthly, health and aging is domains where expectations can become self-limiting. One of the most distinctive applications of the book is its treatment of health and aging. Langer examines how beliefs about the body, decline, control, and responsibility can influence experience and behavior. Her approach does not reduce illness to thought or deny biological realities. Instead, it asks how assumptions about illness and aging may become part of the condition people live within. If older adults are treated as passive, fragile, or incapable, they may receive fewer opportunities to make choices, notice change, or exercise competence. If patients see symptoms only through fixed diagnostic expectations, they may overlook variability that could guide better action. The book also relates mindfulness to placebo effects and the mind-body relationship, not as proof that belief can cure everything, but as evidence that interpretation and context matter in measurable ways. The reasoning is that the body is experienced through categories, attention, and expectation. Mindful awareness can therefore affect how people respond to discomfort, treatment, limitation, and possibility. This makes the health discussion more nuanced than simple positive thinking. It asks readers to examine where medical or age-related labels are useful, and where they may prematurely restrict perception and choice. Lastly, learning, creativity, and work improve when uncertainty is treated as useful. The book extends mindfulness into education, creativity, and organizational life by criticizing approaches that reward certainty too early. In learning, Langer argues that information is often presented as absolute, which encourages students to memorize rather than to understand conditions, exceptions, and perspectives. A mindful learner treats knowledge as conditional true in some contexts, incomplete in others, and open to refinement. This approach can make learning more transferable because students practice seeing variation rather than reproducing a fixed answer. In creativity and work, the same principle applies. People become less inventive when they follow established routines without noticing new demands. Organizations become less responsive when yesterday's successful procedure is applied automatically to today's problem. Langer does not present creativity as a mysterious talent. She connects it to ordinary acts of differentiation, such as seeing a task from another viewpoint, questioning a category, or noticing an overlooked feature. The value of uncertainty is practical because it keeps attention alive. When people assume they already know, they stop observing. When they regard events as potentially new, they are more likely to adapt, generate alternatives, and make decisions that fit the actual situation. In conclusion, mindfulness. 25th Anniversary Edition is best suited for readers who want a research-based account of mindful awareness, but are not primarily looking for meditation instruction. Psychologists, educators, managers, health professionals, and general readers interested in human judgment can all benefit from its central claim that many limits are maintained by unexamined categories and automatic routines. Its practical value lies in making attention more operational. Readers are encouraged to notice novelty, question inherited labels, examine context, and treat certainty with caution. These habits can improve learning, communication, decision-making, and the ability to respond flexibly to changing circumstances. Intellectually, the book offers a clear alternative to mindfulness models centered on breath, acceptance, or contemplative discipline. It stands out because it comes from social psychology and experimental inquiry, linking mindfulness to perception, control, aging, education, creativity, and institutional behavior. Compared with many popular books in the category, it is less of a step-by-step wellness manual and more of a conceptual framework for understanding how thought becomes rigid or adaptive. That difference may make it less immediately prescriptive for some readers, but it also gives the book unusual breadth. Its enduring importance comes from showing that mindfulness can be practiced in ordinary cognition whenever people remain open to new distinctions. If you would like to support Ellen J. Langer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.